You are Locked On Cavaliers, your daily podcast on the Cleveland Cavaliers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to this episode of Locked On Cavaliers, your daily Cleveland Cavaliers podcast. As always, I'm your host, Chris Manning, from Fear the Sword and the Step Back. Today, it's Saturday. I'm going to bring you a little preview of tonight's Cavs-Sixers game. You know, it's a matchup between maybe the worst team in the East and the best team in the East, but it's an interesting game nonetheless, just because of who the Sixers are, what they are, and it's Cavs basketball, so it's always pretty interesting. So we'll hop right into this. Three takeaways to get you ready for this game. You look at the Sixers team, and I think the first thing we have to think is the Cavaliers just need to play with effort. The Sixers right now are 0-4. They are the 15th ranked team in the Eastern Conference. They're not good. This is a team that has the worst points per game average in the league. They are giving up. They have a slightly below average defense, not great, but they have the worst offensive rating, and they're just not a good team. But you look at some of the guys in the roster. I think they have guys that can play. Gerald Henderson is a good veteran player. I like Dario Saric. I like Sergio Rodriguez quite a bit. Joel Embiid obviously is awesome and super fun. This is the team that if you don't take them seriously, they might play hard. I believe the Cavs have seen that the past couple years. And it's just worth noting that you could still lose this game if you don't come out and play really hard. I think the Cavs do win this game. I think they should win pretty easily. This is a good night for the Cavs to get some rest for guys like Kyrie, guys like LeBron, guys like Kevin Love, all the guys that you would think deserve some rest, especially after they could not get rest on Thursday. This is the night to get them rest. You don't play tomorrow. You have off until Tuesday. So if you can get LeBron out, let's say, by the end of the third quarter, you get him an extra quarter of rest. You get him Sunday to rest, Monday to practice and rest, and Tuesday. That's a pretty good little break earlier in the year, and it's a way to limit LeBron's minutes when you do not have to play him, 40 minutes a game. And you'll be doing that in April. You got to play the long view when you look at this. So Cavs come out and play with effort. If they can get out of there early, that is a good thing for them. And look, we've talked about this on the show already. Trevor Magnani just wrote about it through the story. This is a team that has struggled to really hold on to leads. They did it against Orlando. They did it against Boston. They did it a little bit against the Knicks. I don't particularly believe it is something to worry about. I don't believe that, you should necessarily freak out about it. But it's worth noting that it has happened, and I think they've talked about it from Trevor's article. Three wins have involved other team coming back and making an interesting late. The complacency is an issue. It's early in the year. J.R. Smith is still playing in the shape. This isn't the same form you'll see later. They're trying new things. These things are byproducts of they are the causation, rather, of the Cavs struggling late. But it's still a little concerning. But if you play with effort, I think you can get out of there. This is a night where you don't want to do that. Secondly, let's look at LeBron James here. For him, this is going to be a milestone night. He is, without question, going to move into 10th place all-time in NBA scoring tonight. With the first basket he scores, and he came really, really close on Thursday, 2 points short, he will pass Hakeem Olajuwon, the former Rockets great, to become 10th all-time. He will be, that puts him in another elite category. That puts him right behind Elvin Haynes, Moses Malone, Shaq, Dirk, Will Chamberlain, MJ, Kobe, Malone, and Kareem. It gets him in another elite category. He would need to do a little bit of work to catch Elvin Hayes, but he could catch him this year, I think, if you'll get the math. It just puts LeBron in another great category. And for him, I think tonight, the most important thing about tonight is that if he gets those points and then can get rest, you don't need him to play a ton of minutes. You know that you're playing a long game with him, and he's going to have some really easy matchups tonight. Robert Covington is not going to be able to really defend him. Dario Saric, if they try that, will not be able to defend him. They don't really have anybody that really can stop him, and he's going to be able to kind of do what he wants here. Getting that 2 points early, it might come in the first 10 seconds of the game, or 20 seconds of the game, or whatever. I think that's totally possible, and I kind of think that's what will happen, actually. But this could be a night where LeBron does a lot, where LeBron is kind of cruising and just kind of taking names, and then he gets out of there in the third quarter. I think if he does that, you're going to see Kyrie get to do that, you're going to see Love get to do that, JR, and then you'll see the fourth quarter of, let's say, Shumpert, Dunleavy, Dondre Liggins, some Birdman action, some Channing Frye action. You'll see some wacky lineups that will never get used again, that will be thrown to the scrap heap and only used for in blowouts. So just look out for that. And so LeBron, really, it's about him getting that record. It's about when he gets the record and then when he can get out of the game. It would not be an ideal night for the Cavs if LeBron James is not out of there by the end of the third quarter and just resting for the fourth and watching whatever else is going on in the court. Lastly, I would say the other thing to watch here is how the Cavs shoot. Currently, they're a good shooting team. This isn't like they are particularly like a bad three-point shooting team. But I think there's some things to sort of watch here. And we're looking at a couple guys. Right now, they're seventh in the league in three-point percentage at 38.8%, which is pretty good. But you look at some of the shooting numbers. Mon Shumpert is shooting out of his mind from three at 54.5%. Only 2.2 attempts per game, but he's shooting 40% on twos. He's not going to keep up that percentage, but, can he continue to look okay from behind the arc? Kyrie Irving, still 50%, pretty good. J.R. Smith is at 35%, will he get bumped up? Love's at 34.6, will he get bumped up? Dunleavy's at 33.3, and that to me is the one where I want to see if he can get a little bit higher. He's already sort of proving his use with the Cavs. He doesn't look like he knows exactly where his spots are yet. He doesn't exactly look like he has fully integrated with this group yet. And that makes sense because he's he's the biggest change in the rotation. Like, he's the guy that's the new guy in the Cavs' rotation. He hasn't played with any of these guys before, I don't think. We'll play with RJ, maybe. Cut that out. He's new to this team, so it's just a different thing for him. And he's going to start hitting threes. He's going to hit them, I think, close to 40% for the year. Because he looks like he's moving well. He says his back's okay, so I think he's going to be fine. You just want to see if and when he can kind of get comfortable. Maybe tonight's the night. The Sixers are a team that are going to struggle on defense. They have about a league-average defense, but the Cavs are just another animal for them. The Cavs, right now, are just they're just honestly fantastic. They're first in offensive rating per Basketball Reference. Their defense is not so great, and that's something else to watch if the Cavs actually can buckle down on defense. They have the 21st-ranked defense in the league right now. Not great, and Tyronn Lue hasn't exactly been happy with that, but if their offensive rating stays that high and Dunleavy can start hitting threes, they're only going to get better on offense, and if they can buckle down on defense a little bit, that will certainly be a big win for them. If you can just kind of tell by how we're looking at things, this isn't a game that I am particularly worried about if I'm the Cavs. I just don't really think there's very many problems that the 76ers present. And it's also, we're going to see this in the regular season, you're going to see games where the Cavs just shouldn't have, many issues winning these games. They shouldn't have many issues kind of cruising through these games. And, it's just kind of is what it is. You have to find the little things that matter if they can have incremental improvements in these games. And if not, that's not a big deal. It's still the sixth game of the season, but it's certainly worth watching for those little bit of things. Lastly, as we wrap this up, going to look at the opposing player spotlight. It's something we're going to do for every game. Sometimes it will be with people from other sites that are going to help us cover this game, or other Locked On Network podcasts help us break down those players because they know those players better than I do. Unfortunately, couldn't get that today because when I'm recording this and when just things are going on, but the guy to look at in this game at this from the Sixers' perspective is obviously the process, Joel Embiid. Joel is literally the most fun player in the NBA. And that's a little bit of hyperbole because he's still kind of raw, but he's their starting center. He's taken 5 threes and made 2 of them, which is awesome. He looks comfortable doing it. This dude can dribble from the three-point line and do some different things. He's shooting 46% from the three. He's on a minutes restriction, only, you know, only playing 21 minutes a game, and he's still definitely learning the NBA, but the dude's really fun. He's a rookie. He's their most fun player. He's potentially their best player without Ben Simmons, who is, you know, hurt and not going to maybe play, if at all, this year. We don't really know yet. But Joel Embiid is the guy to watch. He's probably going to do some things to Tristan Thompson where you're kind of surprised that he's able to do those things to a guy as good as Tristan Thompson. So just watch out for that. Watch for him to have a really fun game and just enjoy him. He literally just is just such a great quote. He's such a fun player to watch. I mean, if you haven't already, go read Lee Jenkins' profile of him in Sports Illustrated at the Crossover. It's great. You will learn so many really just amazing things about Joel, and you'll just become fascinated by him like I myself and so many other people are. He's just a really, really fun guy. He's a really, really interesting guy to watch, and just take note of that. Just take note that he's the reason to watch this game. They have other guys that I think are good. I like Rashawn Holmes, although I'm not sure he really fits on this team. Dario Saric has been pretty fun. Sergio Rodriguez is a good player. But other than that, you know, there's not a whole lot going on in this team. But Joel Embiid, the process himself, is the guy to watch. Just have fun watching Joel. I guarantee you will not have any regrets if you're in on a Saturday night or catch this game on a DVR later on. Joel Embiid, you'll love watching this dude. So that's going to be it. I mean, this is going to, as I said, this is not the deepest game. It's a Saturday game where the Cavs may not play with a lot of effort, but they should smoke the Sixers. I think they win this game by like 15. But just wanted to give you guys a quick preview. Just to, you know, I didn't have a show every day this weekend. That's my fault. But wanted to make sure you guys had something for today on Saturday if you needed something when you're at the gym or just getting some errands done. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Cavs. Like us on Facebook. Submit mailbag questions. I'm going to record that for Monday. So make sure you drop me questions at Locked On Cavs on Twitter, at CWMRates on Twitter, or to LockedOnCavs@gmail.com. Please go give us a rating and review on iTunes. It's going to help other people find the show. We really appreciate you giving us the ratings and listens. I'll be reading someone's review on Monday, so maybe I'll shout out your name if you can, you know, leave a dope review for me on Monday. Thanks to you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back soon. So this has been Chris Manning. This has been Locked On Cavs, and we'll talk to you soon.